Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Thursday, California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency for Riverside County and El Dorado and Placer County fires. Firefighters across the western United States are in a battle. California, Idaho, Montana, and Oregon have thousands of firefighters battling several massive wildfires. Michigan's top court ruled on Thursday that voters should get the right to decide whether to amend their state constitution to protect abortion rights or a baby's life. Reproductive Freedom for All, an abortion rights advocacy group, amassed more than 730,000 signatures to get it on the ballot. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser on Thursday declared a public emergency over buses of migrants being sent by border states overrun with illegal immigrants under President Biden's open border policy. Bowser is setting up a new Office of Migrant Services and will spend $10 million to launch the office. Bowser claims the city will seek reimbursement from the federal government. Queen Elizabeth II, who defined the monarchy for generations of Britons, died on Thursday, putting the United Kingdom into mourning and giving the country its first new head of state in 70 years. King Charles III. Senator John Cornyn, the Republican from Texas on Newsmax, remembers the monarch.
Our relationship with the United Kingdom, with her as the head of that great commonwealth, is second to none. We have this special relationship with the British, considering we were a former colony, but we are very tight-knit across the board, whether it's in Ukraine, whether it's the Five Eyes, which are the five countries that share intelligence together, including the UK and the United States. We are in lockstep, really.
We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The DNA of a Democrat politician was found under the fingernails of a murdered journalist in Las Vegas, Nevada. County Public Administrator Robert Tellis is accused of stabbing to death newspaper man Jeff Germain of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Clark County District Attorney Richard Scow.
The victim, 69-year-old Jeff Germain, was based on their investigation and the DNA recovered from the victim's hands under his fingernails. They do identify the DNA as the defendant's.
Bail was denied for the defendant. Ukraine state nuclear energy operator said Friday that Europe's largest nuclear power plant, caught in the middle of the Ukraine-Russia war, is operating in emergency mode because of all the missiles flying about the area. The six-reactor Zaporizhia nuclear power plant came under the control of Russian forces early in the war that started in February, but is being operated by Ukrainian staff. In order to save time, NASA is replacing leaky seals in its moon rocket at the launch pad in hopes of launching it on its first test flight by the end of this month. The 322-foot rocket has been plagued with problems preventing the Space Launch System rocket, the most powerful ever built by NASA, from getting off the ground. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
We do not launch until we think it's right.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Oh, oh, oh. Mark O'Reilly.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, as the world mourns a monarch, Queen Elizabeth, passing away at the age of 96 yesterday. Good Friday morning to you. And for those of you who are joining us on the replay of this show over the weekend, we welcome you and remind you that we air live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You can find out all the information you need to know at BillMartinezShow.com. 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, we got Dr. Will Reilly, Wilfred Reilly with us, the professor from Kentucky, joins us now. Will, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good. Good to be back on the show, Bill.
Well, always good to have you here. So your thoughts about the Queen Mother and the world in mourning. I mean, this iconic figure, the impact, not among, you know, not including her her empire that she ruled over, but those outside that saw her as such a graceful and iconic figure, you know, 70 years, an incredible history. I mean, you talk about being in the room and being there, you know, throughout modern history. Queen Elizabeth has been the one, has she not?
Yeah, I mean, the Queen was the reigning Queen of England for 70 years. I mean, I believe she was alive for 98 years total. And as Brits will point out, I mean, Nigel Farage said this on Tucker yesterday, and, you know, intending no insult, that's 25-30% of the time that America has existed. So, I mean, Queen Elizabeth was one of those iconic national figures. I mean, the Queen of England almost always is, but she'd been in that role for almost 100 years. I mean, she fought the Nazis. Actually, I mean, in a fairly frontline role, she was a part of the British Nursing Corps, I believe, and went on through there to help dissolve most of the British Empire, you know, help establish what followed the Commonwealth. I mean, she participated, Britain obviously fought with us in Iraq. I mean, so she's been there through the great milestones of the 19th and the 20th century.
And her leadership, I mean, you know, for her to be able to relate to the common man and woman of, you know, of her empire was a gift in itself. I mean, even as you mentioned, as she led Britain during World War II, you know, what touched my heart was her sense of sympathy, you know, for the country and her awareness of the moment in being able to say, look, I can't go and can't go to war, you know, I can't do some of these things, but what I can do is give you my heart. Gosh, Will, you know, when I hear that today, it touches me and it reinforces just what an exceptional leader she was.
Yeah, and to some extent, that's the role of the Brit royal family, right? I mean, so Britain has a king, and the king has substantial power, the king or the queen. I mean, under certain circumstances, mm-hmm. as I understand, they can actually remove the prime minister. They meet with the great leaders of the world and so on, but the king's not involved in day-to-day governance, of course. I mean, there's a parliament. Britain is a constitutional republic as well as a constitutional monarchy, so on down the line. But what you want from the royal family is kind of that symbol. I mean, someone in, you know, this beautiful fretwork, walking through working class or poor neighborhoods, someone talking with the people, someone traveling to countries like India and Kenya. And Elizabeth has been, I think, better than, of course, we haven't seen anyone else in that role during either one of our lives. But, I mean, has been kind of one of the, since Queen Victoria, probably one of the most respected, most beloved people in that role. And that's especially as contrasted with the antics of, you know, other members of the royal family who are just people who are very powerful people who are usually fairly good at business. I mean, you know, so Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, you know, Prince Andrew, actually, I don't want to at all, you know, bring up the darker side here as we talk about the Queen, but I mean, he was listed in, you know, Jeffrey Epstein's date book. So the Queen was this sort of noble, dignified figure, and it was very easy to contrast that with not just the peccadilloes of the royals that I've mentioned, but with Boris Johnson and so on. And I think most people would look at her and kind of see the symbology of England, Buckingham Palace, and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she did an excellent job in that role, and she's mourned by literally billions of people because of that.
Exactly. And as you say, she was such a steady force of the royal family that because of her, her family was able to, you know, deal with some of these peccadilloes, as you describe, because you could say, okay, well, this is the modern era. This is, you know, the young kids, a different, you know, different attitude. I mean, when Diana came on the scene, the princess really, you know, opened up the monarchy a bit. That caused some. You could tell there was a little bit of tension there. But I think the Queen was able to see the benefit of Diana and what she was doing and how she served, you know, the Queen, how she served England. And, you know, so, and then you have these other, you know, characters, you know, because at the end of the day, like you said, we're guilty of being human and imperfect. And, you know, thank God for, you know, Queen Elizabeth, that in our moments of imperfection, she seemed to be the steady light of morality and conscience that settled things down, you know, and you have to have that anchor in any kind of leadership form. So it will be curious to see what happens now with King Charles III, right?
Yeah, I think Charles will do a fairly good job. And again, a great deal of this is symbolic. But I mean, in terms of that role, looking calm, looking dignified, meeting with the PM behind closed doors, photo opportunities to some extent around the world, greeting world leaders. I mean, Charles has been kind of in training for this virtually his entire life. I mean, so I don't
exactly
think anyone expected Queen Elizabeth to live that long, frankly. I mean, she nearly reached the century mark. So he's been the second fiddle since the 1980s. I mean, if you think about his, you know, affair with Camilla Parker Bowles, but moving past that into these well-known relationships, I mean, his own meetings with Bush or with Clinton. So he definitely knows what he's doing. And I mean, William, I believe, would be the next in line for the throne. There's an element of the same
Correct.
Sort of thing. He's been, you know, well-respected as the symbol of England now for 20, 30 years. So one quick note there. I mean, when you mentioned the Queen, to some extent, has kept this collection of powerful personalities, including both of those people in line, it's worth remembering that that's an important duty of the monarch, managing the royal family and the royal wealth and all the rest of this. I mean, the second is in the billions of dollars. There, some of that, it's 163 minor royals. So it's good to some extent that Diana, who is a beautiful, classy woman, let the public into a little bit of what was going on inside the royal family. But you want to control that to some extent. I don't think that the Harry and Meghan thing, I spent a lot of time reading gossip papers, but I don't think that was good for the British royalty. And I think the Queen was able to play some of that down. And that's an important part of the role. I think Charles will do the same thing.
Well, and I think that ultimately, because of how she reconciled everything with Princess Diana, I think it made it, maybe you might say, was a little bit of a prelude to holding things together with Prince Harry. And to this day, we're told that he talked to her, pretty consistently. They were in touch, and sadly, he was not there on her passing, and I'm sure that that grieves him that he wasn't there. So, hey, the next chapter of the royal family will continue, and we will be here to report on it.
Dr. Will Riley is life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Minutes. minutes after the top of the hour, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, Dr. Wilfred Riley, continues with us. We were talking off air about, the comparisons that are naturally going to be part of, part of the public square conversation, you know, considering the Queen and considering, President Joe Biden, the clear comparison. And what a needs at an appointed time, certainly Europe, the United Kingdom, got Queen Elizabeth, and wow, you look back over her career, her life, her legacy, and to me, well, I don't know what else to say, but other than it's awe-inspiring, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been, it's someone who was in a more than competent kind of service role as one of the leaders of the world for almost 100 years. And yeah, that is pretty impressive. And I think you said the thing that a lot of people are thinking. I mean, when you look at President Biden speaking in front of, that blood red background about MAGA Republicans, or even, the antics on both sides, although I think we both have something we could pick here, in a future Biden-Trump race, I think it's natural for a lot of people to look at that and contrast it with sort of the grace, the dignity of a foreign queen. I will say that one thing that is a great advantage of monarchy, I'm obviously not an advocate of monarchy, but when you look at the British, the Dutch, the Saudis, for that matter, the Swedes, Indonesia, I mean, there are many countries that still have monarchy as part of their political system, and kings don't have to be partisan. They don't have to be political. I mean, the king is sort of seen as a symbol of the country, the person that either kind of says what the law is, or in a constitutional monarchy can remind, the Tories and Labour of what they're supposed to be doing. So, yeah, I mean, an impressive, dignified performance throughout a good life, well-lived. And I do think it's understandable to take that and contrast it with, say, John Fetterman. And I think the defense of democracy is that the systems are designed to be different. Our system is designed to be more in the trenches, a little mudslinging is okay. You're trying to get the voice of the people out in a partisan process. But there's also something to be said for kind of the dignified symbol of the country just saying what the rules are. It's a lot simpler.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned Fetterman, and of course with Mehmet Oz and that race that's going on in Philadelphia. Help me understand. I mean, this seems so incongruous. Fetterman is really representing a part of the Democratic Party that you would say, at least in my observation, would be fringe-like. And for him to have the numbers over Dr. Oz, supposedly, and you and I talked about the prejudice of these polls and what, they're trying to tell us. I mean, they do this every time, going into it. Oh, they're running away with it, double-digit increases. And then, you get to about a week before, and then all of a sudden these pollsters, modify. They try to find some credibility in the last couple of minutes. But meanwhile, they've deposited their their spew into the voter politic, which, to me, I mean, you talk about all the fussing, you talk about Russian interference and other countries interfering. We got people in our own country that are interfering with the voting process. There's not a level playing field. I mean, to the point where you've got Democrats are investing in Republican candidacies because they believe that they will be easy pickings in a general election. You've got narratives that are being put out there by Democratic-controlled news entities. And again, we're back to this, and I reminded the audience of this yesterday, if you remember what Harry Reid had to say about Mitt Romney and about his taxes. And then when confronted about it after the election and everything, Harry Reid just kind of smirked and laughed and said, well, he didn't get elected, did he? And that seems to be the goal of the Democratic Party. Regardless, this isn't about ethics, not about morality. It's not about fair play. It's only about power and control. And so whatever they can do and however they can bruise up any conservative, whether it's Donald Trump or anybody from MAGA on down the line, the ends justify the means in their culture.
Oh, there's a lot there. I mean, first of all, that again gets into the contrast between kind of the Queen and a Biden-Trump race. I mean, so, yeah, Democratic Party politics, the small d Democratic, is designed to be amoral, competitive, almost obnoxious, and we certainly manage that. Now, in terms of more specifics, there is a valid question of can you believe the polls? I mean, not only do most pollsters have a slight but real Democratic bias, there's also the question of who are you surveying? Who are you getting on the phone, on the cell phones, to sit down and take a 40-question randomized survey? Probably not a lot of small business people. I mean, probably not a lot of farmers, soldiers, people in a lot of core GOP blocks. So we find that polling undercounts, it actually also undercounts minority candidates, for example. I mean, Hispanic men are notorious for not wanting to sit around and do this. But it certainly does undercount conservative candidates some of the time. And you often do have to wonder if there's an element of intent there. I mean, Donald Trump was supposed to be, during that 2020 race, down, you know, 8 points, 10 points in Wisconsin, lost, election debate aside, but by half of a point. That's not really disputed by anybody. So all of that kind of aside, though, the Fetterman-Oz race, that's an interesting one. Really, I mean, my first comment here would just be candidate quality. If I were advising the parties, particularly the GOP, one of the reasons the Republicans aren't running away with a lot of these races is perceived candidate quality, right? So, I mean, Dr. Oz is, by all accounts, a good guy, but he's not really a Republican. He's talking about transgender kids a couple years ago. He's also not from Pennsylvania. Like, you know, his cover-up's pretty good. You know, he owns 10 houses, one of them's there. But, I mean, like, he's fumbled the names of Pennsylvania landmarks before. He's very rich, so there's that weird scenario where he's buying a $34 vegetable tray in the store to show he's just a normal guy. But, yeah, the John Fetterman is competitive because of that. I think that's the answer. And Fetterman is a classic example of what the media would like to present as cool. Like this hoodie-wearing guy. He was in a union once, although just because he was working construction in college. He's a big union guy, Bernie Sanders guy. The problem with that is that Fetterman is barely functional. I mean, no cruelty here, but he had a major stroke a couple of months ago, and he can't talk.
Exactly.
So it's very hard to prop this candidate up. And right now they're going kind of the fight in the basement strategy. But COVID's over. I don't think it's going to work.
Right.
The candidate quality,
exactly.
Oz could be losing.
Yeah. Right. And I guess it's hard, like you said, and you're figuring what else is going on. And I think the other challenge for the Republican Party is, for some reason, I don't know what it is about Republicans. They don't know how to stay on message, Will. It's a disease within the party that's gone on for decades. You know, and to me, it's an easy message. I mean, here you had the success. I mean, you know, we talk about contrast. The contrast of a very successful, all things considered, Donald Trump presidency, where we are energy independent, our border is secure, jobs on the increase in every sector, every demographic, every gender, fluid, and including all that, our national security, our standing overseas, all this was on enough. We're on the verge of Middle East peace with four Arab countries. And all of a sudden, that has vapored in less than 2 years, and it was all brought to you by the Democratic Party. Inflation and recession, just a couple of cherries on top. That is owned by the Democratic Party, the morass and mess that we're in right now. To me, that makes for a very easy contrast to put out there, and that's the drumbeat that the Republicans should be beating, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I think the Republicans have, the Republican and Democratic parties both have a problem in that what the elite of the party is interested in is not what ordinary people are interested in. And I don't mean that in the mundane, I'm a political consultant, I have to say sentences like that sense. I mean, this is a defining problem. So for the Democrats, their elite comes out of, what would you call it, academia, the media, the NGO sector. And they're very focused on these niche issues. Like, I mean, you mentioned in passing, you know, what's the wage gap across all 54 genders?
And 10 seconds.
It's a funny joke. But, I mean, Democrats Right. Leadership actually worries about this stuff. Ordinary people are worried about what gas costs, Republicans, similar messaging problems.
Dr. Will Riley, you're awesome.
How many subscriptions do you have? Do you know? While subscriptions provide you with access to exclusive content, managing multiple subscriptions can be a hassle. Bundling subscriptions helps save people time and money. That's why the Weather Channel is offering new digital subscription bundles in conjunction with TripAdvisor Plus and USA Today's Digital All-Access Plan. Special pricing, easier subscription management. Sherry Bachstein, CEO of The Weather Company and IBM Business.
At the Weather Channel, our goal is to deliver the accurate weather data that people need to make their life easier, safer, and more enjoyable. Offering bundled subscriptions is another way that we can provide our users with enhanced value and help them live their best lives. By joining forces with TripAdvisor and USA Today, subscribers can access member-only perks, they can streamline their subscription management, and ultimately save money.
Visit weather.com/bundle to learn more about the new subscription bundles.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A Democrat lawmaker in Las Vegas, Nevada, Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis, is accused of murdering journalist Jeff Germain from the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper at Jeff's home. He's being ordered held without bond after Thursday's court appearance. The Justice Department is appealing a Florida federal court's ruling that appointed a special master to protect President Trump's rights. It will be considered by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. On Thursday, California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency because of wildfires in his state. California, Idaho, Montana, Oregon have thousands of firefighters battling several massive wildfires at this hour. Queen Elizabeth II, who defined the monarchy for generations of Britons, died on Thursday, putting the United Kingdom into mourning and giving the country the first new head of state in 70 years, her son, King Charles III. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Peter Hoekstra joins us now. He's the former ambassador, advisory board chair of Center for Security Policy and former House Intelligence Committee chairman. Peter Hoekstra, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, always good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, Peter, as an ambassador in your involvement in representing our government, I wanted to first start out and get your emotions, your feelings on the passing of Queen Elizabeth.
Well, obviously, she is she's a historic figure. I mean, she was the monarch for, you know, one of our strongest allies. Some would say the special relationship that we have with the UK. For 70 years. So, you know, I think you look back and you look at the tremendous impact that she had. She described Ronald Reagan as, I believe, her favorite president, someone she had a close relationship with. So I think with our friends in the UK and that we remember her legacy and the accomplishments that she's had over 70 years. I mean, what a wonderful reign she had as the monarch, and what an impact she's had, and through some very tumultuous times. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the people of the UK. But I think this is a fondest. Now, there's not many people who can experience a 70-year career like she has. So there's a lot to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm. And to have billions of people around the world, having this sentiment of condolence, for the family, for the royal family, for England and everybody that was under her rule. As you said, you think about all the world leaders during her iconic and historic period of reigning, including, 13 presidents?
Yeah.
What really stands... Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to add, Ambassador, what really stands out for me about her was that through all the pressures and everything, from world wars to scandals within the royal family, and that she was the rock. I mean, she was that moral rock and that that steady figure that was so needed, for the royal family.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But you and I, not living under a monarchy, we'll never understand quite the concept of a king or a queen. I remember going when I was in the Netherlands. Our neighbor was the Australian ambassador to the Netherlands, and so we developed a very good and strong relationship. And my wife and I, we would go over there, or we'd go over there for meet with a series, some other ambassadors. And I'd always joke, because when I walked in, the first thing that I would see in his residence was a picture of the queen. And it's like, wait a minute, you're Australia. What do you have a picture of the queen? Well, they're part of the Commonwealth.
That's right. Exactly.
They felt and I think there's still 14 countries that are part of the Commonwealth. And I think overall, there are 59 countries that at one time were part of it that still have kind of that unique and special relationship. But, living in America, we'll never quite understand that. We respect her, but, I always joked with the Australian ambassador when I went over there, and I kind of bowed to the picture as, a joke. A unique relationship and a unique position in the world.
Exactly. Well, we'll see how the next chapter plays out with King Charles III, right?
That's exactly right. I think it will be different.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I would agree. But again, here we are, and the end of a 70-year reign, a remarkable, remarkable woman and monarch, and I think that she leaves a legacy that can be not only honored, but inspired to as well as a leader. And speaking of which, I was talking with Dr. Riley, the professor from Kentucky University, just a moment ago, about the clear contrast between a leader like Queen Elizabeth and our current leader. And maybe that's an unfair comparison, as you say, because you're talking a queen versus the president of the United States. But titles aside, what is the gravitas? What is the heart and soul of these two leaders? And I think that's something that I think people will begin to look at as we honor, Queen Elizabeth, and they're going to say, okay, these discrepancies. And maybe we're blessed also, as we're going into the midterms, is that it not only translates to the president, but also translates to, all the 542 elected officials, many of which will be going through the gauntlet during the midterms.
I think, you hit something very important. You hit it right on the head. The Queen has a responsibility to her direct constituents, the other countries in the Commonwealth, to uphold, the values of the Commonwealth, to uphold the values of the UK, and to be a unifying force. And a force for good, and it's very much a ceremonial role, but there's a tremendous amount of power and influence that comes with that position. It's not it's not a direct authority, but an indirect authority to influence and set the tone. And she did it in a very positive way. And then we have our own president, the speeches in Scranton and Philadelphia and Milwaukee. And it just doesn't stop where, he characterizes those of us, and I believe he's talking to me. He says, I'm a threat against democracy. I don't believe in the rule of law. And he's not going to stop. He will do everything in his power to stop me. And it's like, wow, that's an implied threat to the 75 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump and to, others who support the agenda of Donald Trump, but maybe didn't vote. And it's like, whoa. And as someone wrote in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, take the president at his word. Okay? He's serious. Mm-hmm. He does believe that I'm a threat, that probably you are a threat to the country. And he will stop at nothing to stop us. It's like, wow. Mm-hmm. The president of the United States saying that about half of America. That's a bad place to be.
Well, and how he comes to that conclusion when it's been the Democrats and their policies that have opened up the border, where we have 162 countries coming across the border pell-mell, terrorists on terrorist lists coming in that we can identify, not counting the gotaways. And I think at last recent count, we're talking about over 700 terrorists will come in. Well, here we are on the verge. We're knocking on the door of the 9/11 anniversary here. And it was, about a dozen terrorists that wreaked all kinds of havoc. But this is all done by the Democrats, by Joe Biden, what's happening there. Including his vice president, Kamala Harris, was paying bail for people who committed crimes so that they'd go in and out of jail. And he says that we ignore the rule of law when by their own actions, clearly it is they that are ignoring the rule of law. How do you come to that conclusion? And lest people be duped into thinking, that they've been so blue-pilled that they've lost any kind of sense of connection with their own conscience and their own minds. That's totally incongruous, and it totally is a deflection and a reflection from his heart and a deflection as if we're the ones when he himself is the one that's guilty and his party.
Yeah, I need to call you when I'm writing an op-ed because I have a local paper that used to be a conservative paper for my hometown. They've now gone totally liberal, and their guest columnists, local writers, have gotten onto this whole fascist thing. And I finally responded.
Well, Peter Hoekstra, we got to go to a quick break. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, on Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022 and right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Pete Hoekstra is with us, a former ambassador, advisory board chairman of the Center for Security Policy, former House Intelligence Committee. We were talking before we came back on air about, the paradigm and the disease of D.C. I mean, you know, Pete, you've been there. And when you've got 95% of the constituency that are liberal and bleeding blue to no end as committed Democrats, how can Republicans, have a fair shake in that city?
Well, it's not how can Republicans. I think there's a number of Republicans who don't get a fair shake in that city. But there's a couple there's a third or whatever of Republicans who supposedly serve the people who aren't serving us very well. They vote for these programs that expand government, the size of government, the scope of government. And what they're doing each and every day is they erode American freedom. I'll give you one quick example that in 2000, I was on the Education and Labor Committee. I was thrilled that George Bush was coming to office because he promised he was going to roll back the Department of Education. He was going to promote school choice. He was going to reduce the influence of Washington in my local schools. Mm-hmm. 12 months later, he passed with John Boehner the biggest expansion of government influence in K-12 education in American history with the No Child Left Behind Act. And it's quite amazing. 20 years later, just about everybody is in agreement that that was one of the worst bills that was ever passed. But the bottom line, it's still law and the framework has been established. And, and you see it in the CHIPS bill that recently passed, and then you see it in this, this Inflation Reduction Act, which is nothing but
a bill that's going to make life more difficult for average American citizens, and it's not going to reduce our inflation one bit.
If anything, it exacerbates it. Though the White House and you know, the White House press secretary would want us to think differently, but common sense tells you that when you are dumping this kind of money into the economy, you know, and especially when you've already got the, you know, you got already six of the eight cylinders humming along, you know, heading to inflation off the inflationary cliff, you say, okay, let's just pour more fuel on it so that we can hit the cliff sooner, right?
Well, yeah, and you've got our, you know, and I'm embarrassed for the state of Michigan. She used to be our governor. She's now the Secretary of Energy, coming out and saying, well, how's it, you know, Secretary Granholm, how's this going to help people deal with inflation? And so, like, you know, people can go out and they can buy a new electric car, and so they won't have to pay for gas. They won't have to pay that $5 per gallon for gas. They can buy new solar panels, or they can upgrade their house with new windows and all of that to reduce their home heating or cooling costs. And you kind of look at, what planet are you living on, Jennifer? You know?
Exactly.
Most Americans, you know, they can't go out and buy a $60,000, you know, electric car. They don't have the money laying around to, you know, put in all new windows and to put up solar panels and those types of things. You know, and by you cutting down on fossil fuels, you know, we'll never recover the amount of money that we are paying for natural gas and for, you know, gas at the pumps. But, you know, that's the approach that they take. And these are benefits that are, you know, the rebates for electric cars and these types of things. You know, these are things that just only, you know, above middle class and the rich can take advantage of, not the middle class. And the bottom line is the middle class is the one and lower income, you know, they're the ones that are going to pay the price directly for these subsidies, or they're going to pay the price because other, you know, what they're buying, you know, is going up in cost. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, just like the tuition, you know, the tuition payback, you know, this is absurd. I mean, it falls on the shoulders of everyday Americans, people who did it right, paid their debt, went to school. Some didn't even go to school. They just worked hard and contributed to our GDP. And now they get a tax bill for the uber rich. And of course, it was reported, I think it was 2 days ago, that the people that are first in line are the bureaucrats in the Biden administration.
Yeah, it's estimated to be a $1 trillion program by some. And so, yeah. You know, the truck drivers that our economy depends on, who maybe immediately after graduating from high school, you know, hey, decided, you know what, I'm going to be a trucker. And so they, you know, they got the training to drive the semis and those types of things. And for the last 25 years, they've been driving semis. I've got a niece and I love her, but we had these discussions years ago because a couple of my, nephews were going to college, but they, you know, they had a couple of jobs, so they were paying for it, directly, as they were going through school. She said, I want to experience, you know, college at its fullest, so I'm not going to work, and she took out student loans. And that's a decision that she can make.
Exactly.
And now what? You know, if, yeah, I'm sure she's paid her loans back by now, but other kids who have gone through the same thing, the kids that decided to work and pay for college as they went through, they're going to be paying the debt for the kids who decided, I want the full experience of college, so I'm taking student loans. Those people are going to be paying that person's student debt. It is crazy what we've come to. And bottom line is, you know, Joe Biden and the Democrats are trying to buy some votes and minimize the losses that they're going to experience in November.
Exactly. And what they have done is they have stolen, you know, the industry in a sense, and, you know, some moral value in doing this sort of thing, and like you say, in buying votes. Because it is my belief, Pete, and my experience is that you reap what you sow. You know, for those people and those kids and families that worked hard and paid their dues and they paid their bills and that, God bless them. And I believe that God will bless them and that all will be well. And, you know, and I would say, I would just caution, don't get caught up in the injustice of it all. God has a way of justifying and making that work. And, you know, we'll get through this. But you can feel good that you worked your butt off, you earned your degree, and somehow, I don't know how to tell you this other than in experience, I have found that God has a way of evening out the scales and balancing it out. And he rewards those who are faithful. And I know that's one of those kind of trust me statements, but I just want to say that to our audience as a voice of encouragement, because it's real easy right now, especially with the way this government is, for us to get really amped up and to get over emotional about it and upset and angry. And you cannot find your peace. You can't find the best version of yourself in that kind of environment. You've got to step away from it and look for, you know, those things, those building blocks, those quality aspects of your humanity that can, you know, can serve as a catalyst to, as I say, help you develop the best version of yourself. Is that fair?
I think that's exactly right. I mean, we live in a country where many of us believe we're headed in a direction that that we're not comfortable with. But we also live in a country that provides us with the opportunity to stand up and right the ship. And that's and that's exactly where we are. You know, I am passionate about individual freedom. I am passionate about our country. We face some threats right now, but I'm confident that, you know, given the opportunity to go out and get our message out there, we can right this ship and get us moving in the right direction.
Exactly. Well, that's the value of what our founding fathers believed in, these Judeo-Christian principles, that this is a country of for by we the people, that God has blessed this country with inalienable rights. And I'm like you, Pete. I am sold out for individual freedom. That's the freedom that comes from God, not from Joe Biden, not from Nancy Pelosi or the Democrats or any political party. I mean, because if that's the freedom you want, you're short-circuiting yourself. And, you know, you're not getting the fullness, certainly, anything close for what God has planned and purposed for you and your life and your family. So, you know, and that is found in the freedom that he gives us. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And, you know, and that is my prayer, is that conservatives, you know, there's no apology. You know, there shouldn't be any apology for a belief in God and a belief in the principles that gave us this great American idea. We got about a minute left, Pete, and I'm going to let you finish it up.
Well, I'm working on a book, and I've had trouble shaping the message, but I think I've come to where I want to come, and because it talks about my career from Herman Miller to Congress and then to the Netherlands. But what Herman Miller taught me was the value of individual freedom. That was in a corporate environment, and the company was based on, you know, biblical principles. And what I've seen in Washington and as an ambassador, those freedoms that are so inherently American, that make us strong, they are under attack. And we've got to come back and we've got to defend them and reinstate them. And then America will be headed on the right direction. Great being with you, Bill.
Hey, always great, Pete Hoekstra. I look forward to having you back again. Okay? You take care.
I look forward to it. Absolutely. Hey, thank you.
You got to thank you. He's former Ambassador Advisory Board Chair of the Center for Security Policy and former House Intelligence Committee Chairman, the Honorable Pete Hoekstra, right here.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.